Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very accomplished and respected professional from Southern California, USA, El Abizadeh. El, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you.
Thank you. El is a relationship coach of heart-to-heart coaching, and we can see her logo just behind her on her right shoulder. So, El, before we talk about relationship coaching, tell me about your own journey in brief and what motivated you to become a relationship coach?
Yeah, great question. I'm actually an entrepreneur, just like you. Started my company since I was in my late 20s. Sold that one, then I had several different ones. And my last company that I had was a recycling company of electronics.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in the process of selling that with my life partner of 10 years, when I sold my company, then I realized that, you know, this is not working. And there is something like, there's a question mark there. So I went took some classes, and it was during actually COVID time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took some classes, then I really jumped into the more classes and mm-hmm. read the books. And I don't know if you're familiar with Catherine Woodward Thomas.
I am,
She wrote two books, Calling in the One and Conscious Uncoupling. So I'm certified through her, and I'm a Calling the One and Conscious Uncoupling
fantastic
coach, and I'm also a laser coach to Regan Hilliard. So it's just that it was a journey to understand, when I realized what I did wrong in my relationship with my ex, then it was the time that I said, okay, now I understand. And I said, this is this is my last journey. In my journey, this would be my last adventure. And my goal is to help other people open their hearts and bring love back to their life.
How wonderful. Thank you. So, based on all the work that you are doing and have done with people, what are some of the common obstacles people face in their quest for personal growth?
Truthfully, 99% of people who I talk to, they come to me, they know what they don't want, mm-hmm. but they don't know what they want.
Wow.
So it's a journey of self-discovery. That's the first step, because if you really don't know who you are and what you want, and there's no self-love and self-care, how can you bring that relationship to your life that, you know, you feel comfortable with? And it's not just the love relationship. It can be any kind of relationship, even in a workspace. You have to know what you want in that space as well. Mm. And so it's just a journey of self-discovery. That's the first step that I work with my clients with.
Very interesting. And what, in your view, is the role of self-awareness when it comes to personal development as per your coaching philosophy?
Huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So being conscious in your interactions, and specifically knowing how you feel, what you feel. And I tell my clients, you have to befriend your feelings, you know, invite them in, and, you know, really sit and feel those feelings. We tend to, interact with people from our head and not from our heart. And we put our feelings aside, and then it just kind of bottles up and goes, and few times, a few years and few decades. But if you really be conscious, self-aware, and know exactly where you are, what your feelings are, and even if you're angry, it's okay to really sit with your anger for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, and really feel that you can, you know, you feel it, you hear it, you see it. And that's basically what I do with my clients. We go through their emotions and we process it together. And I teach them how to do it on their own when I'm not there.
Fascinating. Thank you. And, you know, when I was reading about you preparing for our conversation, I came across this interesting term called laser coach.
Yes.
How does this approach differ from traditional coaching methods?
It's brilliant. It's amazing how, I mean, since I have worked with clients, I know the limiting belief that we all have.
Mm.
And if you're not aware of it, if you haven't worked on it, then it stays with you, and mostly from those childhood interactions that you carry it with you throughout your adulthood. I'm not good enough. I don't, you know, I don't deserve this. Nobody loves me. I mean, there's many of them. So laser coaching, it get to a point that I see these clients like half an hour, 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that I ask them is, where are you today and where you want to be? A simple example is I had two ladies who, one of them wanted to be to do videos for her social media, and she couldn't get to be, you know, she couldn't do it. And when you really cannot see yourself in the mirror, or you cannot sit and do a video, that means that there is something stopping you. There is a limiting belief about you from what has happened, those interactions in the childhood. So we had a session, and I, you know, this is how I start. I said, you know, I will talk to you and I will let you know. I want the permission to really be frank and straightforward with you and be honest. And she said, and I'll say yes. And I want you to be honest with me and with yourself, first of all. So we go through that. And then the commitment comes up. What is the commitment to yourself?
Right.
And where you want to be. So we go through that. And then I give them a couple of visualization exercises in that half an hour.
Very interesting.
So the lady who wanted to do a video, we had a session on Monday. She did her first video on Thursday. So that was the commitment to herself. I asked her, do you want to do it in a week, 5 days, 2 months, a year? I mean, you pick that commitment to yourself. So it's that's a kind of a small thing, but it's in for her branding to do her videos was not small. It was a huge thing that she couldn't do it, but she overcome it because of the process that we went through.
Thank you. And Elle, how do you guide someone in discovering their inner strength and resilience? And give me an example, if you can, without any names, of course.
Yes. So I had a client that during the Christmas time, she didn't want to go to her family's interactions. And I said, okay, so what's, you know, throughout our conversation, we figured that she feels that her brother is in front of her. She's higher than him, and she's lower than him. And that's why when she goes to these family get together, she doesn't feel right. She doesn't feel good. So we worked on that, and she went to her family get together. She emailed me afterwards that she had fun, because we, you know, we all have that power inside of us. There is those limiting beliefs kind of covers that strength. And then I help them open it up and see the true self that has always been there, but those doubts or beliefs that from the past is covering.
Fascinating. Thank you. And, you know, the other interesting term I picked up was conscious uncoupling. Tell me about this philosophy And how does it help individuals in navigating breakups?
Yes. So I had clients who were in a relationship and questioning themselves if they want to still be in that relationship or not. So I worked with them to figure it out. I had clients that one of the partners wanted to consciously uncouple and wanted to have finish it up in a good state of relationship because of the children involved. But the other partner didn't want to have the breakup. Mm. So I worked with them on, resolution on how, if they come to that space of, okay, we need to get a divorce or separate, whatever they want to do, then we figure that out. There is also people who have been divorced for many years, but they're not, still cannot find or, attract that right person for themselves. So we go and consciously uncouple from that last relationship, because sometimes we divorce, but we still kind of connected emotionally to that, So I worked with them too. Also, there was a couple of people who wanted to consciously uncouple from their mothers.
Interesting.
Because they had, it doesn't mean that they're not going to talk to her, but they wanted to have their own power because she was more overbearing on this relationship.
Amazing. Thank you. And what strategies do you recommend for maintaining motivation and focus during a challenging life transition?
It's all about being focused and having journaling. It's a key to every day, every morning, or before you go to bed, to seriously sit down and ask yourself questions. If you're looking to move to another state, if you're looking to change your job, if you're looking to change the relationship status that you have, whatever there is that you're thinking of doing, asking yourself, why do I want that? And it's not just the first why, but like ask yourself, for example, I want to make $500,000. So why do you want to make $500,000? Oh, because I want to buy a house. Why do you want to buy this house? Because I want to have my family to be, comfortably. And why do you want your family to be comfortable? I mean, there is those whys at the end, that answer would be the core answer to that why.
Very good. Absolutely. Well said. And El, how do you incorporate mindfulness and presence in your coaching practice?
I give this exercise to my clients. To be present, I suggest for them to put alarms on their cell phones a couple of times during the day. And these, when it goes off, ask yourself, how do you feel? What do you need? It can be as simple as, I need to get up and go glass of water, or I need to take a break. I need to go down the street, come back, go for a walk. I mean, just being present in what your needs and the emotions are.
Very interesting. Okay. And my next question is, how does your coaching approach address the concept of self-love? And, tell me a little bit more about its importance to personal growth.
It's huge. The importance is huge. So first, remember, we talked about self-discovery. So self-love is part of it.
Okay.
Because let's look at it. If you don't love yourself, how can you love another person? A lot of us think that we give and give and give, and then we forget about ourselves. But I was in that space. That was me many years ago. So the exercise for self-love is to the same thing to, you know, ask yourself how you feel and what you need. But it's also when you get up in the morning, you can look in the mirror. And if you be able to look into your eyes and tell yourself, I love you. So beautiful. Yeah, you're going to have a great day. If you have that conversation with yourself, a lot of my clients couldn't do it. They couldn't do it the first. So I had one person for like 2 months, he couldn't do it. Because a lot of shame, a lot of past emotions will come up. But we work through that.
Great response. Thank you. My next question is, what is the importance of vulnerability in personal growth? And how do you encourage your clients to be vulnerable in your coaching sessions?
To be vulnerable means to be honest, first of all, to yourself. So I work with them to be honest with themselves, with their feelings, with what they want. As soon as they really get to that space that be comfortable with themselves, to be vulnerable with themselves, then it's easier to say to other people what they want and say, okay, you know, I guess this way of talking is doesn't fit for me. This other way fits for me. I mean, and it's nothing about the other person. You always talk about yourself.
Right.
And you can be vulnerable about like that.
Well said. And what techniques do you use to facilitate deep emotional healing and transformation?
So there is one exercise that I do with my clients, and it's all going through that younger self, the emotions that came up when they were 5, 6, 7, 10 years old. The incident that happened that have that I guess that had emotion came up that is still at 40, 50, 60, they still have that.
Right.
But that child's still there, and we work on that emotion from the younger self and bring it back to the adult self.
Okay. And how does your coaching help individuals in recognizing and harnessing their personal unique strengths and talents?
When we discover self, self-love, self-care, then it's you're a person that knows who they are. So that's the personal growth. That's where everybody feels connected to themselves and be able to talk about their feelings, be vulnerable.
Okay. So time for three more questions for you. My next question is, what are some of the key components of building a fulfilling and empowering relationship with oneself?
We talked about it. It's the understanding who you are. The most important one is knowing what you want deep inside your heart. Loving yourself in a way that is you're connected to that the heart self. Taking self-care, knowing when to take a break, knowing what makes you happy, doing activities that you love, and giving yourself breaks during the week, during the day, even that 5-10 minutes of meditation, journaling, all that.
Okay. So my last two questions now. My next one is, what practices do you recommend to develop resilience in the face of challenges?
When it's the challenge comes up, it's knowing yourself and knowing that the past experiences brought you to this space of today. And you know that, then I don't think anything that happens today will do anything wrong. I mean, we know that whatever happens throughout our life, there's a learning experience.
Mm.
So if we have interacted with this person in our love journey, that means that we had to learn something.
Mm.
So go, if this doesn't work, then we have another person coming up
mm.
for us when we know exactly who we are and what we want.
Right. And my last question to you, Elle, what advice would you have for someone struggling to find their purpose or direction in life?
Knowing exactly who you are and from the past experiences till today, and really being a heart-centered person, you will figure it out. It's
hmm.
yeah, I went through the three or four different businesses,
mm-hmm.
and I think this coaching business for me is the heart center. This is my I think the last part of my journey that I would like to be of service to other people, because I feel that this is my journey to give back. So as long as you can go deep inside and figure it out, it may take you one or two steps to get it, to go and, you know, but it's always possible. If your goal is that, I'm 100% sure you're going to get there.
Well said. And on that note, Elle, clearly you have found your ikigai with coaching. Thank you so much for speaking to me about your own journey. Thank you for speaking to me about so many different aspects of relationship coaching, personal development, managing in the face of adversity, and so many other wonderful things that I have learned from you today. Thank you for speaking to me, and good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.